The halach is that in Yemei Sfira, a person is mechuyev to count Sfira Sarima. It's a chiyuv to count every day. Now, the halacha is, if a person forgets to count one day, he has to carry on counting without a bracha. Why is mechuyev to carry on counting without a bracha? Because manav shach. If it's normal mitzvah, so don't count. If it's a mitzvah, so count with a bracha. So the person can bring down, because we have a machlekes, if every day is a separate mitzvah, or it's one big mitzvah. If it's one big mitzvah, so if he missed out one day, he can't count anymore. Masha'enken, if it's separate mitzvahs, so he could carry on counting. So while it's a suffix, so the halacha is he has to carry on counting without a bracha. What would be if he's mesupik if he forgot one day? He's not sure if he counted yesterday or not. The word mesupik could be that he's mesupik if he counted. Or what happens much more, he's mesupik if yesterday he said the right day. Now that he's saying 20, he's not sure if yesterday he said 19. He vaguely remembers that yesterday he also said 20. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Chai Gavne, he's allowed to carry on counting with a bracha. Again, if he forgets for sure one day, the halacha is he carries on counting without a bracha. If he's mesupik, if he forgot one day, or his suffix is maybe that day he didn't say the right number, the halacha is he carries on counting with a bracha. Why? So the words of the Mishnah Berurah inside is in Tov Beites. Im shochach leverach beechod me'ayomim. Soifer b'shar yomim b'loy broche. Aval imu mesupok im dileg yom echod v'loy sofa, yispo b'shar yomim b'broche. Mishnah Berurah says, the ike sfek sveike. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. And if every day is a separate mitzvah, you could carry on counting with a broche. What you are saying, but maybe not. But even if it's one mitzvah, maybe he never forgot. So mitzvah sveike, he could make a broche. These are the words that the Chofetz Chaim written inside the text of the Chofetz Chaim. The ike sveik sveike, shemo loy dileg klal, ve'im timtze loy mar shedileg, shemo alocha ke oisom apoiskim dechol yoyim u'mitzvah bifnei atzmoy. Vodim bechol tobo shedileg lachzum ulispor machmas sofek. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sharatzion, he adds a couple words. So some of the Welt understands this Mishnah Berurah. Kipshuta, you have a sveik sveik. And there's another similar Mishnah Berurah that says the same halacha. What happens if someone forgot to count by night? Now it's the day. So the halacha is he counts by day without a bracha. Why he counts by day without a bracha? Maybe the halacha is that even if you didn't count by night, you could count by day. Maybe not. So the halacha is, if he missed by night and he counted by day, the night after it, he carries on counting with a bracha. Why? Zog the Mishnah Berurah and Shar HaTzion. The same cheshbon. אם לא יסופה בלילה, סופה ביום בלוי ברוכה. דייש לא חושד עשה פויסקים, דיין אלו בלילה. וכשמבורך ביום, אבל לבטא מי הוא מכאן ולאבא סופר בכל לילה בברוכה. וואי, זוג דשר הציר. ומשום דאבא ספק ספק לחיובה. Sofak diyevet sfira zmana kol ha-meis leis. Ve'im dem tzulemen as ha-poiskim de sfira lo ba-yoyim. Apa pekena ha poiskim maskimim de na-yomi ma'akim ze etze. Twice the Mishnah says you could count mitzat sfik sfik. So a lot learned the Mishnah Berurah kepshuto that you could count mitzat sfik sfik. But the problem is that if you learn like that, that the reason you could carry on counting because you're relying on the sfik sfik, so we'll be a shayla like this. What would be if a person didn't count by night? So he counts by day. But you know when he remembered to count by day? Ben Ashmoshes. So now already his sfik sfik is a week sfik sfik. Sofak is one mitzvah, and he can't count. And even if it's not, maybe by day is good. But maybe he didn't count by day? Shemazam Rehobach said, even so, he could carry on counting with a bracha. Rabshim Zalman learned that the sfik sfeike here is not a real sfik sfeike. That the ikar reason of the Mishnah Berurah is that the ikar paskin like the poiskin that every day is a separate mitzvah. Just because it's a shaila, we need a tosefes sofek to add, but every small tosefes sofek that we could add, we add, and we paskin that could carry on counting with a bracha. This is Shem Zalman Neubach's David. And like this, most of the Heintike Melaktim, this is the Psak. So if you forgot by day, if you forgot by night, you count by day. You remembered even Ben Ashmoshes, you carry on counting.
Do you count Ben Ashmoshes?
B'al HaBracha. B'al HaBracha. I'm saying it because a lot of times you have guys that have the same shot already three nights. He has like a lot of sfeikas. Maybe he didn't count Sunday, maybe he count Monday. Maybe he count. So it could be Shem Sofek Chadu, I'm not going to have learned after Tess Nochamon. But even without that, Shem Zalman says, again, we say that the Iker Sofek is maybe every day you could count on your own. B'tziruf, every little knitch, you can make a bracha. Shem Zalman wants to gain, to answer questions, even though I don't think you have to come to that. There's a big shaila. A person has a sfik sfik if he has to make boyer priorates. He's mesupik, Moshe has a vegetable, he's mesupik if it's a fruit or a vegetable. Yeah? Watermelon, he doesn't remember, melons or pineapple, a lot of people don't remember what it is, yeah? Now he has a sfik sfik. First he's not sure if it's a eitz or a domo. And even if it's a eitz already, he made a eitz. Or if I can, the person emotional is specific to made shakur. And even if he made shakur, maybe he made boy nefoshes. So the aloha is fix fake, you don't make a bracha. So the shayla is, so why here is fix fake, you can make a bracha? This is the kash. Why here is fix fake, you can make a bracha? So Shazam wants to answer, here's not a real fix fake. Me, you can't be passing every day as a separate mitzvah. Just we need a pesatziruf. I don't know if you have to come to the Teretz of Shlomo Zalman. I think maybe it's different to Rutsim. Shlomo Zalman says, if a person wears tzitzis ben Ashmoshes, he can make a bracha. Why? Sofek bal ksus laylo is chayav betzitzis, koshita saramba. And even if ksus laylo, I'm sorry, sofek ksus yoyim is chayav balaylo. Ksus laylo lekulam is potu, pajamas is a potu, blankets is a potu. But ksus yoyim, maybe it's potu balaylo. And even if it's chayav, even if it's a potu balaylo, maybe it's chayav balaylo, and even if it's potu balaylo, maybe ben Ashmoshes is day, so you can make a bracha leisate betzitzis. I as a sfek sfeike. That is, the sfek sfeike is machria that I'm mechuyev to put on tzitzis, and then I can make a bracha. Sfek sfeike is machria that I'm chayav b'sfira soimer, and then I can make a bracha. When Mishnah Berurah patterns in sfek sfeike is when it's a sfek sfeike and the chiyuv bracha alei. Like a eitz, a domo. But mikol mokim, this is the ma'alach of Shlomo Zalman, and azay is niskabel. That the ikar psak is that every day is a separate day, we need a tziruf. Was a maise years ago, a person was going to have surgery in the middle of the zman of the sefira. He had to be knocked out for 2 days. He came to ask the Shaila if he could start the count with a bracha. He knows tomorrow is going to forget. I had the same Shaila. We're not going in today and this year. I was chalamored. The first day Pesach, you know, was a time that we had the Russians coming to visit, you know. So, you know, Motzi Pesach, we went to Davin and Shul. And the guy wanted to show the guy to make his first time. I took away the sitter. Says, why? I said, this Russian is here. Tomorrow he's going back to Eilat. You know, he's not going to make the bracha tomorrow. He's not going to count tomorrow. Now, the halacha is, if a person forgot one day, we don't make the other day with a bracha. This guy tomorrow is not going to count, right? So today it's a bracha levatola. But I'm not going now to that child of the Russia. This is a separate share. I have a separate share on that. I'm going now on the guy that is going to have a surgery. So he went to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
Shabbat Isha says he's going to forget.
What?
Shabbat says that even Isha, she's going to forget.
Forget? Oh, very good. What? So he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him not to make a bracha. Why? Because Mishneh Berurah brings down, b'shem the Shulchan Shleimoy, that Noshim will not make a bracha. Because b'vada yitu b'yayim echot, they for sure will forget one day. So we see that someone that is planning to forget is not allowed to count. But it's not the bochum that never finished, yeah? It's bochum that never finished the sphere. Baruch Hashem, you don't know about them, but I know about them. The derech klal is the boys that don't daven ma'ariv b'tzibur, it happens. If you daven b'tzibur, it never happens if you forget. The guys that sometimes don't get up to it, yeah? They never finish the shayla if they're allowed to start the count with a bracha. Push the shayla. So, there's a big shayla in the achronim about it. So b'meile, Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, "Shteiti Mishneh Berurah, shenoshim will not make a bracha, ki bevada yitu b'yom echot." The problem is, you write the Sidur Hazal Mishneh Berurah. I want to read him inside. Tov Peites. V'anoshim. וקוסה בספר שולחן שלמה ועל כל פונים לא יבורכו דו בוודא ייתו ביום אחד וגם על פי רוב אין מיועד עם פירוש המילס so the חופץ חיים brings it down וקוסה בספר שולחן שלמה ועל כל פונים לא יבורכו דו בוודא ייתו ביום אחד here in the back of the Mishneh Berurah if you know the set of the Mishneh Berurah is on top is the text and the bottom שרציר like מר מקוימס what is the ספורים Here, Mishum Ma, he put the Maramokim in the Chofetz Chaim. Kosa b'sefer Shulchan Shleimet. But that guy's not like that. It's in the bottom, the Maramokim. Yeah, the Maramokim is inside the text himself. So, b'vada yitu b'yayim echot. So, we went to open the Shulchan Shleimet. Chofetz Chaim missed out four words. I'll read the Lashon of the Shulchan Shleimet. I forgot to bring it, but I think it's the Lashon. שעל כל פונים לא יבורכו, שבוודא ייתו ביום אחד, ואינום יוידוי סדין. Try to explain his words. חופץ חיים means that קוסה בשולחן שלהם, דנושים לא יבורכו, שבוודא ייתו ביום אחד. או שולחן שלהם adds a couple words. שלא יבורכו, שבוודא ייתו ביום אחד, והן אינום יוידוי סדין. What they don't know. They don't know that if you forget, you stop to make a bracha. So bevada yitu b'yemechot, ve'enam enam yoydes adin. So don't start to make a bracha. My wife says, because the Shulchan Shleimah, she forgets, but she makes a bracha, because she yoydes adin. She knows the halacha, so she doesn't have a problem. She forgets, she stops every time, but she says she has the Shulchan Shleimah, that she's allowed to make a bracha. Because he says, so bevada yitu b'yemechot, ve'enam enam yoydes adin. She knows the din. So for the days that she forgets, she starts to make a bracha. So she starts every year and forgets every year. It's my fault that I don't remind when I come home, but she sleeps already, yeah? And the second reason, she knows Pirush Hamilas. So she makes a bracha. And I'll smile that a lot of ladies make a bracha, because the Shulchan Shleima says, Shebevada yitu b'yei mechot ve'enem yodis hadin. But if you know the din, it's no problem. So we went back to Chaim Kanievsky. So state klod, if someone knows that he will forget, he could make a bracha. And as a Rebbe Liashiv, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchoso, all and told me, Avada, you have to make the bracha in the operation. I went back to Chaim Kanievsky. He said, so we have the way the Chofetz Chaim bought the Shulchan Shleim. He missed out a couple words. He missed out a couple words. He said Shulchan Shleim. He says, Kosta B'Sefer Shulchan Shleim. Some say that, especially in the operation, the reason to make a bracha, there for sure you could rely on Shulchan Zalman, because we said, V'Ikar Adin every day is one. You can make a bracha. She says, we need a tziruf. The tziruf is that Mistama, maybe with the operation, will be pushed off. It's not 100%. Suffolk. And we for sure have a suffix. Maybe Rav Shmuel Zalman is right. So the ma'aseh la'aloche, even if someone has an operation, the poiskim passing la'aloche, you make a bracha. And the same thing, the poiskim la'aseh say that a bocher, even if he gets every year, he could start to make a bracha, because the fault is a suffix. Maybe this year he will finish. And also, even if not, maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. Now, the shaila is the ma'isa. What is the pshat? Why ladies that for sure will forget and know the halacha allowed to count? What is the pshat? So the Velt says al kochoch the pshat is. The kafachaim has a kasha. Someone that forgot one night has to feel bad that he made bochel v'tola till now misafik. Kafachaim says yeah, he has to do tshuva. What is the tzad not like? The tzad not like that is, let me buy someone that was planning to finish and he forgot. The Ritva says, if someone made al natilas yudaim, he was planning to eat bread, and then he changed his mind. He says he's allowed to change his mind. So the Ritva, zan bochel batole. When he wanted to eat, he was mitzuva al natilas yudaim. It's not a get a moitzi. A moitzi lechem leor, it's a bochel batole. If you don't eat after it. Because it's no vetzivonut. Hamoitzi lechem in haoretz, when you eat. Here is vetzivonut. I was mitzuvah to wash my hands when I went to the bread. So a person has to count. The pshat is as it. A person is, even if it's one mitzvah, the Mishnah Yavetz explains, so why we make 49 brochas? The mitzvah is to have one counting. But it's a chiyuv to count every separate day. So why? So every day is a chiyuv to count. Even if it's protein from the mitzvah, it's a chiyuv to count. And even if you can't finish, it's a chiyuv to count, to start to count the days. Every day is a separate mitzvah. Even if it's one big mitzvah, but it's chelkei mitzvah, and someone that knows that he can't finish has a mitzvah to start to count. So why when you skip a day and the tzad that it's one mitzvah, you don't carry on counting? Because you can count. Why you can't count? It's no number three if it's no number two. So the Mishnah Yavit says, the Pshat is as it. We have one shita that every day is a separate mitzvah. That is the Ikar Aloch. Even if it's one big mitzvah, it doesn't mean that if you can't finish, don't start to count. The mitzvah is to count the whole 49. If you do a half, you did a half. And every part of it is a mitzvah. Even in Krishma is a tzad that is an inyan to make chatzi. The person is holding 1 minute before the end of Zman Krishma. To start? Big shout in the poesy. Today for sure, because you don't know the Zmanim. But a person that knows that he can't finish the whole thing. He's in a desert, he only remembers Shema Yisrael. Doesn't remember the rest. Could be Shema Yisrael is the Raisa, the rest is not. But Avada, the Rishonim say they count. It's a mitzvah to count. And here it's Pirtei HaMitzvah. Just if he missed the day, he can't carry on counting. Again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Andra Zal, no, it's one big mitzvah, and if you can't do the end, you don't do the beginning. Misafik, you can, because you never know. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. Maybe if you didn't finish, it's a bracha levatole. Maybe the noshim not to make a bracha. But the poisoning mode, be'etzem, every day is a separate mitzvah. Even if it's one big mitzvah, we have the slumdus to say that the mitzvah is to count every day, a part of the big mitzvah. What happens if you get stuck in the middle, you miss a day, you can't carry on counting. And mainly, like we explained from Shem Zaman, that the ikara halacha is that it's a separate mitzvah every day. Just we need a tziruf for making a bracha. So avadi, you could start to count with a bracha. The frumers do if they know they have to go have an operation, or they know that the bochim that forget every year, they ask someone to be moist to them already from the beginning. But thank God, the ones that I forget are not so frumers. I'm just going to get someone. Now, is a riot to this yesoid from the Bahag? The Bahag says if you didn't count by day, by night, count by day, and tomorrow you could carry on counting with the bracha, right? So Mishabura explained why. Sfexmeke. Maybe every day is a separate mitzvah. And even if not, maybe by day it's considered counting. If you see the Bahag inside, the Bahag says no. I learn it's one big mitzvah. And I learned, but by day is no mitzvah. But even so, if you forgot by night, count by day, and you could carry on counting tomorrow. Why? He says, because when you count by day, the day is called counted. And b'meila, you don't have a hole. You are not making the mitzvah by day, but you're not missing the mitzvah. What do you mean? But so I don't have the mitzvah. One day I don't have the mitzvah, but I have the counting. State in the Bahag that I don't have to have 49 mitzvahs. I need to have the place counted. Okay, it's a little bit lighter from what we said, because in the end I will have the whole 49 days counted. But I will not have a mitzvah on every one of the days. So he says, Claude, the reason I would stop to count if I miss a day, because I can't carry on counting. Not because I missed the mitzvah of one day. Same thing, the Ritzgeris has a shita, B'alocha brings him down, that was the meaning that if you forgot one day, the other day you said, yesterday was 23, today is 24. And you carry on counting. It's a long shekashi. I don't want to go into the teretz, but I think it's Chosh Mishir Bochim will know it. I saw in Yabiyahim, it has a lot of teir, Chelek Alev, Avadia, from Yashavit. The Velt brings a raya against this teir, from Tesis and Ksuvis, the fine base. Tesis asks a kashi, why a nida that has to count, a zava, that has to count Shiva Nakim, why she doesn't count? Sorry, why she doesn't make a broche al Sfiras Nakim? Maybe she will see dam in the middle, so she will have to stop her counting. So we see that if it's a mitzvah to count, and it's a tzad that you will stop the counting, so lechura here also, and the tzad that you will forget, and some of the bederech klal forgets, lechura cannot make a bracha. There's a lot of lomdus shechilukim to miyashav. A lot of lomdus shechilukim to miyashav. I'll tell you one of them. One say that at the tzad of the nida of seiser, so lemafreya, she never had a counting. There's no 3 days counting. You have to count shiva nekim. Here you have to count these 49 days. You didn't count all of them. How about these are the 49 days to count? The nida of a zeh vayit that she saw nida in the middle, these days don't have a mitzvah sphere. We'll go by. Is a halacha, is a suffix in the Biur halacha, if Shimea Ke'oine helps in Sfira Sa'oim or not. Suffix in the Biur halacha. So I had a cousin, he asked the stipler, a starke kasha. The Ran says in Psochim, some mitzvahs we make al sfira soimer, some mitzvahs we say le, al mikro megilo lehoniach tfilin, Lisate betzitzis. That's cotton doesn't count, yeah? Lisate betzitzis. Laniach tefillin. Ala mile. Ala shchite. When we make al and when we make let. Everyone that learns Sochim Dav Zayin knows every Rishon has a mahalach. The Ran says a mahalach. Milse de Isse beshlichas al. Al amile, al ashrite. Lese beshlichas le. Leoniach tfilin. Leisatef betzitzis. Freg de Ran al mikro megila. We can't do it with a shlich. He said someone to shul you stay home. Zog de Ran, val yise b'shimei ha'koine, it's a shtikl shlichas. See, the shimei ha'koine is in a parsha of shlichas. Frek de Ran, sfiras ha'oimer, we make al. We are shlema because we counted the oimer that was already korev. Why it doesn't answer? You know why you make al? It's the b'shemei ha'koine. Shteit klod, the shemei ha'koine doesn't know, but sfiras ha'oimer. And mikro megilo, he said, why you make al? Because it's the b'shemei ha'koine. Answer the same thing in sfiras ha'oimer. And sfiras ha'oimer. So how the Biur Halacha has a suffix if shemei ha'koine helps in sfiras ha'oimer or not? Biur Halacha has a suffix, he says, usfartem lochem, sfir lecholechot ve'echot. It's a drosha that it doesn't help. He has the stipler put down his head, 5 minutes, tzorichi. So I told the Teretz, Chaim can hear something, Shum Zahm was masking with me. Mahmoud Chizrachi told me to me once that he tainas, that's not the pshat that I was mechavan to the Teretz. The 5 minutes that the stipler taught brought me to the Teretz. This is a Mahmoud Chizrachi. Not clear. But the pshat is as a the Dvar Avrom says, and we'll see soon a couple of interesting halachas in Sfira Sa'omer, that Sfira Sa'omer, what if a person is not sure how much is today? So he says, Hayom es shloisha ve'esrim yoyim shehem shloisha shavuos v'shnei yomim. Hayom abo ve'esrim yoyim shloisha shavuos shloisha yomim. Hayom chamisha ve'esrim yoyim shloisha shavuos v'arba yomim bo'imah. Finish. He's done. Yeah? It works or it doesn't work? He counted everything he suffered. Zog de Dvar Avrom, it's not called a sphere. You have to know the day. And you know, a lot of guys, I'm not going out in the shadow of OCD, yeah? But a lot of guys, you know, after they count, they go over to someone to be sure if they counted, you know? So I'm saying sometimes it's not, you know, yeshivish and nerves. But if a Zayn Vaidar is not yeshivish and nerves, I tell the guy he has to count again. Because if he was nervous when he counted, maybe it's not the right day, if a Zayn Vaidar is not yetzer. So, mother shot, other don't ask. But, you sure 24? Count again, I tell him. Just I'm saying, I think the whole thing is because it's Stam Meshugasim. But the MS, if you're not sure, find out. Don't say, like, you know, I'll count, and then I'll check back that I did the right thing. The Chepsev sphere, he explained Shad, the Mogen Avraham says, this was negated at Rosh, this was also part of my Tshuva Dalton. But what if the person doesn't understand the days? It doesn't help. Meaning to say, the Moshe, a person says Krishma, he doesn't understand Loshon HaKodesh, is Yotze. Shal Loshon, you have to understand. But Loshon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand. You're Yotze, that's the club. Sfira Sa'im, Azad, Mogen Avraham, if you don't understand, the person counts, Yom Abo V'Chamishim, Yom Yasin, the guy doesn't know what is Yom Chamishim. He doesn't know, he speaks English, he knows 24. He doesn't know what is Yom Abo V'Esrim Yom. That's what Abo V'Esrim. Mogen Avraham says he's not yet. The place can have a shayla even, what if someone knows it's the 24th day, but he doesn't know how it fits into the words. It's better to count in English. Because it could be he's not yet.
What's the bracha?
For sure the bracha.
You mean English?
The bracha you could say in Hebrew.
Right,
say it in
English.
Yeah, say in English after it. You could say it, but say in English, for sure. I'm not going out there shy. What if a guy doesn't know what means hayoyim? A lot of times, even really some guys, Americans, know a little bit Hebrew, but they ask him, what are you counting? He didn't count. Doesn't know these guys that today is this amount of days from the oimer. Could be even a guy that knows. Could be it's not yoytze. You have to know. It's not a din to say words tonight. It's not a bigger ma'ariv. It's a din to count. The Dvar Avraham explains this is the reason in Chutz La'aretz they never counted misfeke the yoyim in 2 days. Why you do 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos? Why you don't count? So there's a lot of answers. Some say it'll be a bizoin of the first Shavuos if you'll be staying 49. Busy Shavuos. So what? So if you don't do that, so what counting will get to 49? What will stay with 48?
What?
Was not a bit what? Could be we don't have a prayer. We cannot do the mitzvah because of that. We don't have a real suffix. We cannot count to miss that mitzvah.
What about the fact that we're here in the
Yarchim? Say, well, today the Mass, meaning of a Seder
B'Yadayim. Right, but it's only to do with the fact that we really think that it's done.
We don't think. It's only meaning of a Seder B'Yadayim.
It's not the Etzim.
For sure, they can't be suffering. Zogdem Ogen Avraham, no. He has a different Teretz. No, I'm saying, that could have been a Teretz. Zogdem Dvar Avraham, I have a Poshta Teretz. You can't attack him to count like that. Because when they didn't know, they didn't count. When they had a Sfeik in the Yain, there was no counting. There's no music to count Misafik. So mainly, there's no Indian to count Misafik. B'meile, we'll go weiter. So the Mishnah means there's no Shemei Koine. You need to say, even if the guy is made to you, you have to click in your head, one, two. He could say the words for you, but you have to count. The Megillah, he reads the Megillah, I don't have to do nothing, I just have to be there. And the Sfira, the Chefze of the Sofer, I have to count. The Meisa Sfira, I'm counting. Because Sfira is not talking. It's a Aloche, we don't pass it, the Nida has to count Bepe. But is accounting, and is accounting so vite, you talk it out. You speak out the counting. But the other base is the counting. This is the Mogen Avraham. And every tefillah, Losh Lakoyne, says, Yoyitze, I love to understand. Here's the opposite. The mitzvah is to count. Bepe. But you have to count with the mouth. I'm not to say the words. The mele of them is no Shemei Koine. Avada, but the Bir Aloche had a suffix. Even that maybe is not good. Maybe even that is not good. We'll go by it. As another Aloche, what would be if someone asks you how many days are today? So the first part, then it says a lot of pirta aloches, very interesting pirta aloches. Someone asks you how much is today to the oimer. So the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tov Peites Yif Dalet, Mishe sholoi se chaveire ben ha-shmosh es kamer me ha-sfire, yema loy et bo loyo kach vekach, shim yema loy ha-yoyim kach vekach, eino yochel achzo velim leis bebroche. Why? Fight the Mishnebura, you answered him, today is like this and like this. You meant to count? You didn't mean to count. So why? So some say, Mid Rabbanon, Mitzvahs Ein Tzichus Kavone. Mishnebura says, Avada, you are not Yoitze. There's no tzad that you are Yoitze. We tell you to count again without a broche, not to count with a broche. The Mor V'Ktzir is Mechadesh. Counting mitzvahs, you're right, you're not Yoytze the mitzvah maybe. But the Cheft of the mitzvah is to count the day. It's counted already. You can't count twice.
Yeah.
Even if you're not yoytze the mitzvah, it's not. Love is only if someone tells you to count the cheers. You counted the cheers. You can't count them again. It's counted. Now, what is the nafkah meaning? Someone asked them, how much is today to the Omer? He said, 12. Oy. Okay, now you can't make a bracha. Okay, so he has to find someone to be moitzi him. He's looking around, the chamosha, and then he forgot to count. Now he remembers the day after it. Oh, yesterday, Lemay said, I didn't count. Because I said 12, it was a shaila. He could carry on counting with a bracha or not. The film Shabur, no. Because Beitzim yesterday, he was not yoitze. They told him, nah, if he didn't over the day was counted. The day was counted. He for sure could carry out. Okay, it could be la halacha. We said when there's a suffix, you could be semech on the shittas that every day is a separate mitzvah. So, mele, you could be mitzarefit. But even to that, before I go back to the Nozer Pratim, someone told me today a shaila. I was planning to look into it tonight and I forgot. I got stuck in the sugya. Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a shaila. If we say ksive kedibur in Sfira Sa'imer or not. If you count, if you write down, there's a big shaila. What is the case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger? The guy meant to mechaven to count by writing? Or it's made a person writes a letter and he writes today is 22. There is a minik to write. Chov beiz lematmoinim, chov dalet lematmoinim. It was a minik to write. So lemaisa Rabbi Akiva Eiger says we don't say ksiv kedibur doesn't help. But in Krishna was no tzad that ksiv kedibur helps. What was the tzad here? The day is counted. Someone told me that he heard a shir. I didn't have time to ma'ayin. You know, in the shuls, they have this, you know, calendar for Sfira Sa'imer. And you put it, so he told me, a guy came over to me today, he told me he was in a choshuva place. After ma'ayin, and he told me, the rav just spoke a shir. If the guy that changes the card, lefi Rav Kivege, ksive kedibul, maybe he can't count anymore. But Rav Kivege means dafka if he writes it with his pen. What does the Rav Kivege Ksiva Kedibu mean? What if he has a stamp? Rav Kivege also has a besupik. So he took a paper and he put it down.
What he did is put it down.
And a stamp. So I said, I didn't have time. I wanted to tell you the Tshuva Chelik Aleph Rav Kivege, Tshuva Choftes, Lamed Lamed Aleph. I said, I didn't see the Tzadonim of the Tshuva Rav Kivege. Bashkof HaRishayin also, I think there's not Nagea. Oh, but it's not the shayla. Savannah, we don't pass Rav Kivei Eiger, but the person can bring down to be choishish to Rav Kivei Eiger. So Yenim wanted to say that the guy that puts the card in. Now, love again. The Mishnah Brura says like this. Someone asks you, what day is the day for Sfira Sa'im? What is the day for Sfira Sa'im? So the Mishnah Brura says like this. If you answer him 5, and you didn't say today is 5, ayoyim chamisha yomim, the Mishnah Brura says you could carry on counting. So what is the problem? Why everyone says yesterday was like this and like this? The Mishnah Brura says like this: Meikar Adin we paskin when you count Sfira Sa'imer, it's not enough to say the date; you have to say hayoyim. Esrim yoyim. Ayoyim arbo ve'esrim. To say arbo ve'esrim is not count, to count the day. So when someone asks you what day is today, and you say arbo ve'esrim, it's not called that you counted. But mainly you could carry on counting with the broch. We are choishesh, that some shittas hold that the ayoyim is not me'akev, and some hold even if it's me'akev, because you're answering the guy. So ki'ilu, you're going and his hayoim, how much? It's 24. So the Kafachayim brings down that this is the reason the Shulchan Aruch says, lekatchile, when someone asks you, say, yesterday was 23. But if you answered, how much is 24, you could carry on counting with the broch. The same thing, what if you answer and you mechave not to be yoitze? Also it's good, but again, the minig is not to do it, And the minhag is to say, yesterday was like this and like this. But again, if someone said it and he had a das lehedya that he's not mechavet to be yoytze, he could carry on counting with a broch. Lag boimer. Not the halachas of lag boimer, to count. A lot of people have this problem, you know. You're going to Mirat the lag boimer, and it's Motzei Shabbos next week. He wants to know if he can count Sfira now. If he didn't say today is Lag BaOmer, he said we're doing a big bonfire in Lag BaOmer. So then he didn't say Hayom. There's no problem at all. What would be if someone says, why are you going to be gone? Well, you don't know today is Lag BaOmer. What happened there? Why did this marriage is empty? It's like Bohemia today. Even say, like Bohemia today also is good. Lemaise Rebeliashi Paskins, that you could carry on counting with a bracha. And even in that day, you could make a bracha. He said, because a person doesn't mean it's Lamed Gimel Bohemia, means it's the date that is called like Bohemia. Now, there's another reason why Me'ikar Adin you could be saying Mechanit. The Mishneh Berurah says that he's Mesupik and Shara Tzion. If someone asks you, Lamashal today, how much is today? You tell him, today is 24. Mishneh Berurah says, Misvara you would hold, you could carry on counting. Because you didn't say the weeks. And normally when a person counts, he says the weeks. Shabbos is done a machlekes, but lemais he says meikar adin. He thinks that it's not me'akev. He says like this. Avida Shabbos. Umayri sheshalos sekodim sheigel shavuos. The ishalos bishal sheigel shavuos. Afir amar ayem kach vekach nav klumu. Kol shelo hiskir shavuos. Vetzorich lachzor velisvor bebroch. Shara Tzion is misupik a little bit about it. It says the mitzvah to count the weeks Me'ikar Adin is 7, 14, 21, 28. But in the middle, it's only a minik to repeat the weeks. You have to count days and weeks. About to count the half of the weeks, it's only a minik. For me, it's another reason that all the poskim said on the Lag BaOmer, the Maisa, even the people said Lag BaOmer, they never mentioned the week. So Mitzvah the small from saying, if you didn't say today, not a problem. If you said the day, like Bohem of Yash, that's garbage. But still, we have the Mishneh Berurah that if you didn't mention the week. Now, even if a person didn't say the word Bohem, he's Yaitz. The word Bohem is not Me'akev. You say, Ayoim, Abo Be'esrim, Yoim, Shem Shloisha Shavuos, Shloisha Yomim, Yaitz. Like at Chilo, we say Bohem. How we say, Bo'imer or La'imer? So it's interesting. The Ramo says, Bo'imer. Ayoim Ketzad Oimer, Ayoim Yemechot, is the words of Shechonoch, Ramo adds, Bo'imer. Mishnebu says, Bo'reva Poiskim Anusach La'imer. Lemaise, the Ari says La'imer, is the Chassidim, the Minag Agro, Minag Chazanish, Ba'oimer. So the Litvi can say Ba'oimer, the Chassidim say La'oimer.
Why is there no Tzatzei Meir?
The Teretz says, we count from the Oimer, but we count the day. This day, he's that amount. Now, it's b'chol a whole shayla. What is the right shayrish? What in a second? So, l'chura, people will say the Litvi can say ba'oimah because we go like the goyim. Right? But the Mishneh Berurah says b'roira poiskim anusach la'oimah. But the Veltainers, even the Chofetz Chaim said it, and a mistake Later, Moshe, Sifkot Mechof Aleph, Sifkot Mechof Beis, I'll read. Take a dvori. V'im lo yomar, da'af agav de lo yomar ba'oimer yotzo. Every time when he speaks about the ba'oimer. Chofetz Chaim, agav, we see that he said ba'oimer. When he writes the Mishnebure, he writes down, ro'i v'apois, aval ha'maizah, when Chof Beis. עם טוב ואומר היום יום רביעי באוימר ובתור כדי דיבו נזכר שהם חמישי די שיסה עם חמישי באוימר למעשה רב שמזמן אורבך himself said both I think all the חושב ישיב שגאיס say both the stipler says but if you said both שמזמן said to himself you didn't pass He said, the stipend said, but if you say both, you have to say, Ayoim, Arbo Vesim Yoim, Shem Shlishu Yoim Boimer, Hayoim, it doesn't have to say, Boimer Loimer. I know, Meshver, Avraham Guvitz, he says, Boimer Loimer.
Why is that not a
Chazar?
What? Why is it not like a
Chazar? I don't, a Chazar, Ado.
Parsh Zachar, we could do that also? Avraham does the
Parsh Zachar. What? We said three sheets of Parsh Zachar.
None of us
right, Parsh Zachar, Guvitz also Hefsek in the middle. Here's no problem of a hefsek. There, if you correct yourself, it's a chazorah. Because if not, you stop talking in the middle. Here, you finished, and now you're adding. So my Rebbe says, Boim Eloim, and I say the whole thing again. everyone it's only a chumrah, I'm saying. It's not...
Why does it have to do it twice for Gates the first time?
What?
A
Kabbalah is
not ma'akev,
right? So, Vaistos, even if it's not ma'akev, is a better way to do it. Because by Tokh Kedibu, you could carry on making it better. Carry on doing it better. Ravozno says a chidush. This is Be'etzim Giboit at the Dvar Avrom that we mentioned. What would be if someone tells someone, today is 24? We said, today is 24th, Ayoim, 24, yeah? He didn't say Shavuos. But someone said, how much is today? Is 24, Shem, Shleish, Shavuos, Shleish, Yomim? So, Avon says, there's two cases. The guy asks, how much is today? Today is 24. Or he says, today is 24. Avosna says he could carry on counting with a bracha. It's a big chidush, but all the poets keep bringing it down, that you could carry on counting with a bracha. Why? Sfira misofek is nishken sfira. So, here it's already, the ma'aseh hazeh passed in Avosna. Here it's already a little bit more dakas. But in a way, the guy knows. The ma'aseh is trying to ask if today is 24. But he's asking if it's 24. So even that he's asking, he's not asking if it's 23. But he thinks that it's 24. But the ma'aseh sfira that he did is a ma'aseh of asking. So it's not called counting. It's not called a ma'aseh of counting. It's a ma'aseh of asking how much. So Ma'aseh asking how much? Now, there's another halacha that in Sfira Sa'oimer you have to stand. You're not allowed to sit. You have to stand in Sfira Sa'oimer. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down וצורך לספר מאומות. וצורך לעמוד משו שמתחיל הברוכה. ובדיעבד אפילו עם סופר מיושב יוצא. לכתחילו, you have to stand. Why? שרצים במגדל, כן מוכר בטור. ובכל ברכה זמיד צריך להיות לכתחילו בעמידה. ובפרט בסריף, even if you shit is the not, בספיר הגוף הקוסם כל הראשון אם אסמכת מלכסיב היכל חומש בקומו. אל תקרי בקומו אלו בקוימו. Has to be standing. So the place can bring down, again, I'm not going out to the arichas of it. This is on the mitzvah. Why you have to stand in the brocha? That the brocha, in Rambam state, that the brocha in Sfira Sa'oimer is not like a regular birkas of mitzvahs. The brocha is a part of the ma'aseh mitzvah. Now, there's a whole shiur before Atzma, I don't want to go into it now. But there's a lot of rice in Lashonis HaRambam, in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, that the brocha is a part of the mitzvah. This is the reason the chassidim, they scream in the air when they make the Birkas HaOmer, yeah? So, what is the screaming here? Ah, Netilas Lule, yeah? Ah, Lachilas Matzah, also they scream? They start the betzitzis. Why in the morning he doesn't scream when he starts the betzitzis? Because the inyonim from the Omer start from the Brocha. The Rambam says, I'll tell you one of the Lashonis HaRambam. The Rambam says, if someone forgot one day, Lashon HaRambam is that if someone forgot one day, so he has to carry on counting, even that he can't make the brocha, but at least he will count. He can't make the brocha, why he can't count? So the Goyen says in Shulchan Aruch that the chelik was a part of the Ma'ase Mitzvah, was the Ma'ase Brocha. And this is the reason in all the places the brocha from Sfiras HaOmer has an andere aloche, and the same drosha that we have, that you have to stand in the Sfiras HaOmer, you have to stand when you make the brocha of Sfiras HaOmer.
Why the run
could answer,
why make all
Sfiras HaOmer? Because no one else could do it. Even if you can relate to you in the words, you should make me know, but the Ma'ase Sfira you can't do it.
So then,
no, but it's big. Isa b'shlichus is not the bracha, it's the mitzvah.
You see, the mitzvah, right? But the whole washing for the bracha,
yeah,
is the mitzvah. Washing the bracha is
making.
The
mitzvah.
What is that?